NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that you can stay close to your team even if you don't live in their town. Like, maybe you're a Raven who married a Seahawk who got a job in the land of the Falcons. With NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games no matter where you live, because you shouldn't have to change teams even if you change towns. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters, the hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast episode 140. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy.
And if you're watching on video, I look like a ghost, maybe a goblin, I don't know, but I'm in a different location and it is so blown out here with this natural light. I look ridiculous, but most of you are probably just listening on the podcast, but I'm currently in New York, well, technically Jersey, New Jersey and Jersey City. I will be filming a role on a TV show on Monday.
Oh, she's a movie star.
Sort of.
TV star. Yeah.
Like a little bit. I dabble.
You're famous.
I don't know about that. I'm not famous at all. I dabble. And so I'm staying with my girlfriend, friend of the pod or fan of the pod, loyal listener, long time listener from the start, Sarah. And
let's go, Sarah.
Yes. We got two Sarahs in our corner here. You got a Sarah and I got a Sarah who listen.
That's true. That is true.
And
is she Sarah with an H though?
She's Sarah with a P. Oh, with an H. Yes, she's Sarah with an H.
Oh, okay. I don't have my Sarah doesn't have an H.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going with her last name, initial. We've had a great time, hung out, got work done. I know. No, she's Sarah with a P. Who is what is that, Rachel?
It's how syrup.
It's going. Syrup.
Sounds like a fancy way to say syrup.
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 Syrup. So
oh, boy.
So that's what I'm doing. When the episode of the show that I'm on comes out, I will let you all know. I have to be there. I sign all these agreements that say I can't tell people things. So that's it. But it'll official. Be fun. It's a day player. It's a small role. I have one line. If you blink, you might miss me. So we'll see how it all goes. But that's happening tomorrow. So
well, good luck.
Thanks.
But you don't need it because you're always like a rock star on that. So
I could use the luck, you know?
Okay. Well, good luck. Good vibes.
The anxieties and the things just love to come and
get. They get to you.
Yeah.
They get to you.
You had for sure. You had a tough week. Breezy had a tough week. She's hoping for a reboot on her week this week.
Yeah. This week this past week was tougher than the week prior. Like that's facts. So sorry if I'm a little down this week. I'm trying to pick it up. I don't want to be a little goblin on this one. So
yeah,
let's just truck through it.
Yeah,
there's a lot that's been going on.
Hit it
in the hockey world. Hockey world. I mean, we got trades coming up. We got injuries. We got goalie goals. We got jersey retirements. We got all the things going on.
Yeah, we got emotional moments.
Yeah.
We got hockey players afraid of dogs. We got it all.
We got the most beautiful man in the world.
Yes, that's in agreement. Where do we start?
I think we should start with the Coyotes.
Okay. Let's do it.
So I did a tiny bit of research on the Coyotes because they did a trade this past week where they now have Shea Weber on their team. Shea Weber is not expected to play again, which means the Coyotes have willingly traded for contracts knowing players would never play again, including Marian Hossa, Pavel Datsyuk, Pronger, and they also have Brian Little, who has, I didn't know about this. Brian Little was on the Winnipeg Jets, right? He has an ear injury and he's not expected to play again.
Huh.
Andrew Ladd has a bad knee injury and he wasn't expected to play at all this season. And that's just like a few that I can find, but it's like, what are they doing?
It's a dumping ground. It's just like where you take your
I mean, they literally are going to be creating an entire arena on a, what is it, like a dumpster trash plant, a waste management area?
Wait, yeah. Landfill. I mean, yeah.
Landfill. Yeah, that's the right word. I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, when I saw Shea Weber, I was like, that dude's not there. There's so many contracts that the Coyotes, I mean, I'm sure more teams are paying for contracts, but I think the Coyotes take the cake for the most.
They do. If you're a Coyotes fan right now, you are scratching your head going, what is the happening with this team and what does the future look like? Are we ever going?
I mean, are you punching the air? Like, yeah. You got to be mad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're playing in an arena with 5,000 seats that cost quadruple the price of normal. Yeah, it's a cool, unique experience. If you want to put a positive spin on it, cool. But also, like, if you look at your team, what are you doing? You've been in the down, down, downs for many seasons. You're taking these, you're just like throwing away your cap space on these players. Like, is this a long-term play where you're going, okay, now all these teams that I was willing to take these end of contracts for players who are retiring, is this so that they can come back and then say, like, now you owe me X amount of dollars and players, or you have to give me a deal? Like, is this like a long-term, some sort of strategy? I don't know. Like, I don't know what the market is for. Like, I don't know how much people care about, like, hey, I gave you, we took Shea Weber's end of contract and we paid that off. Now you owe us a player for free. Like, is this like going to like get a loan, like from a loan shark? That's what it feels like to me.
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
I don't know. I would not be a happy Arizona Coyotes fan right now. I mean, it's like super nice that they're doing that. Like, yay, great. But like, why? And what is the benefit to the Coyotes to do this? And what is the league doing where they're allowing this much? And I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And you know what else I also don't get is why the Predators would trade Nino Niederreiter knowing that Ryan Johansson is done for the rest of the season. He took a nasty leg injury from Quinn Hughes where he had to get surgery. So he's out. I didn't exactly see what it was on, but it looked like they had cut the back of his leg. So it didn't say an Achilles or anything like that, that I saw as of yet. But Ryan Johansson's gone. Not that he was really producing like a whole lot, but he was still like a huge locker room guy, right?
Yeah.
Philip Forsberg is out of the lineup right now with the concussion. He is traveling with the team, so he could be playing. So by the time this comes out, he could already be playing. But your next, I mean, you have Matt Duchene, mm-hmm. top goal scorer of the Preds, and Nino Niederreiter and Philip Forsberg were the other two, right?
Yeah.
So you're leaving it all to Duchene at this point. And I mean, the Pred season is pretty much done. They have to win every single game and with the hopes that like someone else is going to crap the bed and start losing games so they can get points. So I guess they're accepting their fate, but
are they for just, sale? Are Preds for sale?
It seems like it. I mean, they might as well.
In limbo.
I think they might be in limbo. I just don't see them making any like big strides even in the off season. Like they're not going to get anything right now. Like, I don't know. They got to do something. I think they have a solid group of guys. I they just think that they've had a they've had kind of a crap season. I think that they could do better, and I know that they can do better. I mean, Roman hasn't even been doing like super hot this year, especially coming off of a fire year last year. But I wouldn't say for sale, maybe in limbo, but I can't see them doing much. The only thing the Preds having going for them right now is having the most beautiful man on the face of the earth, Mr. Roman Josi.
That picture that the team posted on their social of him getting on the plane, they were taking like wind-blown photos of the players like getting on the plane to travel. He's a model and just absolutely stunning. Like I went, oh my, when I saw that picture, and he's not even my ultimate hunk, but like he should be just the ultimate hunk of hockey, period.
I have to agree with that. I am a little bit biased. However, I do have to agree with that. But I also want to say that the Preds travel attire with like their matching like blue Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah.
Fire. And Roman looks real good in it.
He does. He does. He looks good in the blue. Who was the other player on the Preds that I sent you a DM and I was like, who is that? Because they didn't like tag him in the post.
I think it was Cole Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice little shirtless post game. They give a helmet. Is that what the Preds do?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know I don't know who this person is, but all I could look at was his abs and his rock hard body. And then I looked at his face and I was like, oh, that's a good looking one. I got to add that one to the hunk of the week list for Ray here. Yeah. Whoever he is. Bad. Craig Smith? Who? Cole Smith?
Cole Smith. They had Craig Smith on the team at one point.
Put him on the list for Ray as Hunk of the Week nom, but...
There you go.
Do you feel that the Preds are in a place where they, like maybe where the Hawks were 5 years ago, maybe more than 5 years ago, where you've got talent, you've got these good pieces of the puzzle, and you're trying to bring in your underclassmen, that's not the word.
The young guys?
The prospects. Yeah. You're trying to bring your prospects in and see what your prospect pool is doing and form this thing. But now they're just like, we need cap, forget it. We're going for picks. Get rid of Nito Niederreiter. Like, his contract is too big for us.
And they just picked him up, too.
I know. That's what I don't understand. It was only contract, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't going to be like a long-term thing. I would have hoped it would have been because I think he fit really well. Obviously, two Swiss men will always do well together. Enough Roman talk, sorry. But I would have hoped that he would have stayed because he did really well.
Yeah.
But you got to think like guys like Tanner Janota who came up and obviously have been doing really well. Like last season, he did good. This season, again, he's just not doing what he did last season. It's so hard. Mm-hmm. And you had to look at season by season, right? But at some point it's like, could this just be an off season and they'll come back stronger next year? That's the hope. Cause they still got a lot of talent. They still can make the right plays. They can still do the right things. And like, they have had games where like, they're incredible. And they're like, why haven't you guys played like this all season long? But, yeah, I think that they probably could be similar to how the Hawks were, that they have all the right pieces. They just can't quite put them together.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is exciting to see some of the young guys come up, though. And I think this is the prime time to see them come up. The same with the Kings. I mean, the Kings did the exact same thing, right? They had some prospects come up. They had the rookies. And look what they've turned into. They've turned into some really good lines and they're producing really well. So hopefully the Preds will have the same kind of luck.
Yeah, I think the Kings have managed to weather that storm of Stanley Cups and then a couple years of iffiness. And now they're back, you know, on the up and in playoff contention and higher in their standings in their conference. And they've also made some coaching changes.
Mm-hmm.
And
which the Preds need to make a coaching change.
Possibly that.
And probably a GM change. Let's be real.
And I mean, we're totally biased here because we've talked to the head of scouting for the LA Kings, and they have a very, they're very proud of their formula and the way that they approach prospects and scouting. And they've done what's worked for them, and it works. Like, you could very much say that it works, especially given the challenges that come with when you win two cups and then the cap issues that happen at that point and what you have to do. And you have to hope that your prospects are gonna jive with your current veterans who are Stanley Cup winners. So they've done it.
Right.
Unlike the Chicago Blackhawks, who just they tried to do it, and we had the talent, and then we sold all the talent that we spent the last few years developing. And now it is a complete wash, and we are basically turned into the Arizona Coyotes at this point.
You still have Jonathan Toews.
Yeah, who's out now for indefinite because he's got long-term COVID health issues, which, like, of course I feel bad. Like, I'm not mad at him, but, like, he's out, and he has that chronic illness stuff that he's still dealing with. And so we ain't going to see him, and no team's going to pick up Toews. What's Mate doing? Did he wake up?
Like, he woke up. He woke up and no, he can't hear you, but he's sitting there like panting, but he's like smiling with his eyes closed. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off, but he's just really adorable, and I'm just really appreciative of him this week.
Yeah, he is. I mean, look, he's in a tough spot right now, Taser, because his contract is going to be up. Does he risk going wherever the Blackhawks decide to send him at the end? He's out, so he's not an asset to anybody right now who's trying to make a cup run. And the future of him being able to play long-term is very up in the air. And I don't foresee him really going anywhere unless some other team is willing to just take the, like, bite the bullet and take the contract and hope for the best, which is I wouldn't, but
hey, the Coyotes might be willing to do that.
Seems like they'll do that for anybody. They've already done it for the Blackhawks once with Hossa.
This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app today, opt in, and place a same-game parlay on any NBA game, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back. Download the app now and sign up with code THPN, that's THPN, for the Hockey Podcast Network. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details.
This time of year, everyone's talking about making big changes, which is, you know, all well and good, but most of the time, pretty unrealistic. That's why, I mean, I don't even participate in New Year's resolutions because they end up just fading away. And I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can actually make the biggest impact, in the same way that you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. I mean, even the smallest things can be a part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Like, I use mine when I do my meditation, which is something I've started doing again in the new year, and it's great. It cancels out all the noise. And whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And yep, Raycons start at half the the price of other premium audio brands. So you don't even have to choose between products. You can get one of each, or a pair and a spare, because, you know, we lose things, and still pay less than you would with some of the other guys. Even if you know you'll love your Raycons as much as I do, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options, and every purchase has an easy and free return guarantee. One of the things I love about my Raycons are the noise isolation feature. That's super important in a house with lots of animals and action happening. And then also the crystal clear call quality when I am on conference calls and when I record the podcast is awesome. I can hear Breezy perfectly. And they're water and sweat resistant, which is super important when it starts to get warm or if you're doing a workout. Gotta love that. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/THPN.
But Patrick Kane, okay, we can talk about Patrick Kane's just performance on the ice. And also, as of recording, Sunday, February 26th, there has still been no goddamn official word on where Patrick Kane is going. It is all still rumors. It is looking to appear that he may be going to the Rangers, and that's the team that has the most interest at this moment. But his agent came out and said that he still has to think about what he wants to do with this big decision. So my thought is the Rangers can't offer him the money he wants. That's my thought at this point because of what they've done and where they're at. But what do? You know, you hope for the best. You stay with the Hawks. Yeah. So I'm not going to theorize and like go down that rabbit hole, but he's been full on Showtime this week with his performance.
Yeah.
3 multi-goal games in 4 games played. The Blackhawks have won 5 in a row, and one of those games was without Kane because the team healthy scratched him because of all the trade stuff going on and sent it back to Chicago off the road trip. And he's unbelievable. Like, he has these moments where all of a sudden he just gets a fire under his butt and he is like the old Patrick Kane from 10 years ago. And you're like, where have you been the last 2 seasons? And what's that about? Is it really because he does have an achy hip? Let's just say that he was also super pissed that news came out, that a reporter put that news out. And so is that even true? Is that false? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's great to see him performing like the Patrick Kane we know and love.
Yeah, that is true. Also, I sent you a text earlier this week and I said that Bo Horvat looks like the older version of Matt Barzal with the clean face, and you see it, and I feel like everybody else should just look at it.
Oh, it's there.
And make sure that we're on the same page here.
Put Bowie on the short list for Hug of the Week nomination just because he looks like Matt Barzal now.
Yeah. Also, I was doing some research and I did find out that his real name is Bowie.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's hilarious.
Because it is. But he goes by Bowie.
I mean, I would too. I mean, you get it. But Bowie's just so cool.
Was he named after David Bowie?
I don't know. We'd have to ask him.
Name? Let's find out.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
All right.
The Bruins, the big bad Bruins, making moves, but still crushing.
Damn, they traded Craig Smith to the Bruins. No. The Bruins traded, I have the notes, is the Bruins traded backwards. Craig Smith to the Bruins. That is so cool. The Bruins traded Craig Smith to the Caps for Dmitry Orlov.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess, I mean, it still is working because they're still playing very well. But I was like, dang, I just get so sketched out when like teams are playing good and then like you trade a player that like obviously is working. And then like, aren't you afraid? I'd be afraid. Maybe I'm not a risk taker. I'm not a risk taker. I'm boring.
Take some risks. I don't think you're
If I was a GM, I would not take risks.
You got to take risks to like,
yeah, to win. Know, I get it.
But to win. I don't know. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. They're making the move for the team, like what they want to do right now. And it's okay. There must be a really damn good reason that they need it and they're going for it. And
yeah,
they don't have to worry because they have an extra goal scorer on their team and their goalie Linus Ullmark, because he scored a goalie goal against the Canucks. So they're fine.
They are fine. They're great. They're doing good.
Right there.
They're winning.
They're gonna be fine. Yeah,
it's so high pitched. They're fine.
It's fine. Everything is fine. It's gonna be fine. Bruins fans, that's them right now. It's gonna be fine. It's okay.
You gotta do it in their accent, though.
I don't know. It's gonna be fun. I don't know. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, that's funny.
I have to hear it. I have to like hear their accent. I'm not good at mimicking their accent quite yet, but I think the Bruins are going to be fine. Yeah. Fine. Not worried about them trading Craig Smith. And
no.
Linus Ullmark, he's the 13th goalie to score a goalie goal. And the last one was in 2020 when Pekka scored a goal against my Blackhawks.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. Glad it wasn't against my team for once. He really, like, his goalie stick has a curve on it. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't look.
It had a little bit of a curve. It didn't look as flat as, like, most goalie sticks do. Or maybe I just wanted it to be like that. But he was very intentional with that goal. Like, his intention was to score a goal. It was not to just shoot that down the ice. Like, he had been practicing. It was
phenomenal. I should watch it. I was just so distracted with watching Outer Banks 3. I should just go watch it.
Dude, I can't. I tried watching the second season, and it was giving me so much anxiety because it's so anxiety.
Intense
of a show. I had to stop watching the second season. So, I don't know. I'll have to see if I can, my therapist can help me work through some of this so I can watch that show.
Yeah. Season 3 is the same. It's like, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be that invested in a TV show, but anyway, that's a conversation for my therapist. Let's talk about Patty Marleau and his glorious, spectacular jersey retirement ceremony by the San Jose Sharks.
That was great. I just saw some of the highlights. I think everybody, I mean, he was obviously emotional, and he was shaking his head when they were lifting up his jersey or his number, whatever you want, his banner. And he was shaking his head and he looked over at his wife. And I think he said, I was trying to read his lips. I think he said, it's unbelievable. And he was like holding back, but like also tears were coming down. And it's so cool to see that. And Joe Thornton obviously had the waterworks going. And I'm like, big old Joe crying.
Joe has got a heart. He does. He does. He's a good one. He's a good egg, that Joe Thornton. But just seeing him tear it up like that, and I think it just gives him and Marlo, they're close in age, I think, right? And years played. I don't think they're that
years played. No, they played so many years together on the Sharks that,
yeah.
It's
like, you know, with Joe, where his career is at, which is where exactly, you know, like, is not like officially anything.
I don't think so. Cause I think he's not playing right now.
Right. But there's no like official anything about him. And so I'm sure part of seeing that retirement ceremony for Marlowe just really hits home for Joe, where he's probably looking back on his own career and the time spent, and it just starts to hit you, you know?
Yeah, right. And the kids were all there, and they did the slide out on the ice.
Yeah.
And they were the first star of the game, right? That's what was said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all like did like belly slides out onto the ice, including Patrick, which is so cute just to see his playful side. Like, we've seen little glimpses of it. We saw it during the pandemic. He was like rollerblading in their house, and you know, just seeing that side of him and knowing what a great guy he was and player and what he meant to that city and that team is just, you know, it's incredible. And then, yeah, those were my only other thoughts on that.
Yeah. All right, take it away with the Caps news here.
Did you see this? This just really warmed my heart. Here's the heartfelt moment of the week for you. The Washington Capitals invited this child actor who is on the TV show The Last of Us. And I think his name is Kevon Woodard. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, but he is 10 years old and he's deaf, and he plays hockey. This kid plays hockey. He's a pretty good hockey player. I saw the clip of him playing, but they brought in a sign language translator for him to be able to talk to his favorite player, who is Ovechkin. And he walks into the room, the little kid, and he's like, "You're Ovi." Like, oh my, like, just like such a great, he had just such a great reaction to it. Like, oh my God, you're Ovi. Like, you're real. Like, you're a real person and you're standing in front of me. And then it was just so cool that the team like took the extra step to bring in a translator so that he could talk to Ovi and like say things, and then Ovi could respond and they could have a conversation. And I just think if we really do believe that the NHL and hockey is for everyone, just bringing in somebody like this and showing it to other kids that no matter what kind of challenges you have, that you can play or you can have these moments or you can overcome things, and there is, you know, a place for you in this sport no matter what. And just seeing Ovi like hanging out with him and chatting with him and everything, it was a cool moment to see. And just the kid was so humbled. Like, you could just see it in his face. Like, he got a stick and he was like, "I can't even, like, I don't even know." He's like, "I've only dreamed of this," you know, just the pureness of a child. Seeing that reaction was, it was really cute. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah, if you haven't seen that moment, go look at the Washington Capitals social. They captured that. And then I think it's also on Bleacher Report as well. So go check that out.
Have you shopped at Pure Hockey? They are America's largest hockey retailer with dozens of stores and the option to shop online. If you or any of your kids play hockey, Pure Hockey is the place to find just about all of your equipment, skates, sticks, gear, bags, jerseys, and accessories. Plus, Pure Hockey is one of our affiliate partners. Next time you break your hockey stick or your kid grows out of his skates, why not check out purehockey.com? While you are looking for hockey equipment, you can also browse around for merchandise from your favorite NHL team, you know who Breezy's and mine are, and make gift giving even easier for your hockey-loving friends and family. And do us a favor, use our special link for purehockey.com when you browse the site and make a purchase, because we'll receive a small commission, which helps me and Breezy create this podcast. Head to the episode's show notes for the special direct link to shop at purehockey.com.
Mom. We got to do Hunk of the Week.
Oh, man. Who are we going to pick?
Well, I rambled off two people that I don't remember. Cole Smith.
And you did Bo Horvat.
I did
again,
Bo Horvat.
That's the second time Bo has been Hunk of the Week. I don't know. I don't know if I can pick anybody right now because I can't pick Roman because you told me I couldn't.
No.
Or can I? Is this the exception of this week because we talked about him?
No.
Dang it. You know what? I'm going to give it to Matt Duchesne. I just feel like he's very underappreciated. And every time I text his name.
Yes. Guys, listen. When Breezy texts his name, it comes in all caps. Like she's yelling, Duchesne! Like you can feel it in her text message and it's like auto-corrected to that and she cannot change it. So anytime she sends his name in text, she's yelling and it is fantastic.
Yeah, anytime I write Dutchie, it just all caps just sends it. And every time I have to apologize, I'm like, I'm sorry. I apparently yell his name a lot.
Listen, you didn't have to apologize. It felt like I could feel it. I could feel how you felt about it, you know?
You could feel it. There was
in words with all caps.
Wasn't there like another name that came up that was all caps again? No, it was Dutchie. It was Dutchie because I sent it to you one time.
Yeah.
And then our friend Alma was at the game and it was the Sharks and Preds game. And it was a deflected goal from Dutchie, but I think they ended up giving it to Nino Niederreiter. And at that exact same time, I just wrote Dutchie and it was all caps. And I was like, came in clutch because I was excited. I was standing so close to the TV trying to get a picture of her like behind the bench. Yeah. And then it happened and I was like, yeah. Yeah. I was home alone because my sister was at the vet with her dog. So it was all good. I was just living in my own moment of screaming his name.
Yeah, it was
out of excitement.
It was exceptional. So Dutchie. Yes. Put Dutchie.
Dutchie.
Yep. That's it.
That's it. That is it. Two Preds players. Wow.
Was this a Preds podcast now?
I think it's a Preds podcast now. Got my Preds blanket over there. Mate's sleeping on it again. I got my Preds hat up there. I think it is.
No, it's not. Don't worry.
It's not. Anyway. No, it's not. Don't worry. It's just some weeks it just one team just usually takes the cake.
Yeah. The Devils, I can see the Rock from where I'm staying. That's how close I am to New Jersey. Yeah. Devils.
Yeah. Just give us a team. Just shout out a team to us on social and we'll probably make it.
Oh yeah, we can make it. Make it that whole podcast. Maybe that's the title of this episode. Is this a Preds podcast now?
That could be good. Could be good.
All right. Have a good week, everybody.
Yes. I hope everybody has a great week.
Peace and blessings to all by the end of the trade deadline. Because it's going to happen and we'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Yes, we will.
So, peace and blessings.
Hopefully good news.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.